Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Good afternoon to you, Sarah. As always, great having you with us this Thursday afternoon. Are you well?
Thank you, Simon. Yes, I am.
Been looking forward to this, as I generally am. And I'll tell you why, because I don't actually know the full story of what is happening in Senekal. You're asking, is it a turning point? I want to ask you, is this the beginning of a race war? What is going on here?
I think, basically what happened in Senekal is this young farm manager, Brendan Horner, was murdered, tortured and strung up against the post, essentially to be found. And I think the horror of it, and his youth, I guess, as well, triggered a protest. And there apparently were about 3,000 farmers, and not all from the area. And this comes fairly hard on the heels of the murder of the farming couple in Newcastle in Natal. Again, similarly involved torture. And that resulted in an interesting demonstration. Similar, a lot of people went out in their trucks and in their tractors to commemorate the couple and to protest. And it was peaceful, as was this, until a group of men sort of barged through the courtroom doors and tried to get the police station and tried to get access to the two men who'd been arrested for Horner's murder. The police managed to stop them. Otherwise, you know, we were looking at vigilantism, mob justice. Sure. But for the vast majority, this didn't aid their cause, and you know, it was certainly not. There was no sense that the majority of people were involved by any stretch whatsoever. The problem is, it's a few people giving a lot of people a bad name, but. I'm just surmising here that it may be a turning point in the sense that with these two demonstrations, there's a sense that the farming community is taking the matter to the government in a much more visceral way. Because I know farmers have been talking for years, almost decades about it. And I think what's happened is there's a sense of the sort of outrage that one usually sees when people go on service delivery protests or gender-based violence protests, that sense that they are not being served by the police. So in that sense, everyone shares the same problem. I think what aggravates it a bit for the farmers is the fact that a lot of the statements coming out from various members of the government have tended to be less sympathetic. And the added social dimension, I think, that is a problem for the society with farmers reaching this point, is that for better or for worse, they both provide the food that we eat as a nation, and they are one of the biggest sources of employment. And what tends to happen is when a farmer or a farming couple are killed, the farm disappears. It closes shop and people lose jobs. And it's also a facet that black farmers, farm managers, farm workers, are often on the receiving end as well. So it's not a strictly racial thing at all. And my colleagues and I debated whether there's been a sort of broad plot behind this, or whether in fact the torture is a result of, you know, we see dreadful violence in this country, extraordinary violence across the board. And it's a case of that in an environment where people have the time to do it and the opportunity to get away with it. So it raises a huge number of questions, but I think what it really does is the farmers are no longer being sort of reluctant, which many of the organizations have been, of being accused of racism because they're complaining.
Okay, so I hear you, and it is absolutely fascinating to me because just before the show, I Googled the story because one has to know the stories that you're going to discuss with your guests.
Sure.
And your take on it, I just have not seen anywhere in the media. On the contrary, it's all reported as if Julius Malema, the great brave general, is causing the ground forces out to protest. This has been told from a completely different standpoint in the media that I'm seeing.
I think to their discredit, you know, we're dealing with the Manstanders Park Salons, or we're dealing with the EFF. And then the comments they made were absolutely outrageous, but, you know, standard EFF fair. But the whole issue of farm killings and attacks on farms is way much more complex. And we've had some heartbreaking stories from black farmers, in different regions who are sort of, some are attacked or killed. Others are sort of gradually forced off their farm by venal competing interests. So it's not a whites only problem. I think what I'm hoping that perhaps this will come of this is the fact that government will listen, and farming communities, which can aid in their own protection, can probably reach an accord with government as to how best to do it. But they need cooperation from government, and they need to not be seen as the enemy. But it's not that they deserve particular attention, and a whole lot of other poor people don't. It's way more complex and strange than that.
Sorghum, as always, thank you for your insights. Maybe this is a turning point. Very, very fascinating time we are in. Shabbat shalom to you, and we'll chat same time again next week, Sarah.
Sure.